White, W.C. White, Mary. December 20th, 1880. Dear children, yesterday was a very busy day moving and settling our furniture. Father had several men at work for him chopping wood in our oak grove, taking out useless trees and where trees stood too thick. This grove is prized to be of the value of $1,000. It is as romantic a place, in a mild way of speaking, as some parts of Colorado. We had brother A.B. Oyen call yesterday, and elders G.I. Butler, J.O. Corliss, and Luddingham. He takes Robert Sawyer's place at the review office and is just a fine man, excellent for his position, worth two of Brother Sawyer for a businessman. I wish you had just such a man at the signs office. Last night, Father was at meeting in Battle Creek. Our little family was at home, which consists of Aunt Mary, Sister Anderson, the little girls, Mary Ann, Marion, Davis, Ella Carmen, and hired man. We had remarkable season at family prayer. My soul was drawn out in earnest prayer to God. I felt an earnest longing for the manifestation of the Spirit of God and obtained relief. I believed that the Lord heard me, and if I can preserve my connection with God, the way may be rough, but it cannot be long. I will smooth it with hope and will cheer it with song. There is rest for the weary. I feel unworthy of that rest. I have no exalted opinion of myself, but Jesus lives. If I trust wholly in Him, His righteousness will cover my defects. It will pay to trust in Jesus always. Do not let the sad strain breathed in my letters sadden your hearts. I again grasp more firmly the cross of Christ and will follow more closely the dear Redeemer. Christmas is almost here. My Christmas will be spent in seeking Jesus to be a welcome guest in my heart. His presence will drive all the shadows away. Love, humility, and meekness we should cherish, and let not Satan have the control of our minds or affections. Dear children, whatever may be your cares, your perplexities and trials, do not hesitate to tell it to Jesus. His ear is open to your prayer, and He will not leave or forsake you. Never, no, never. I will not shadow your pathway by any sorrow of mine. Light is sown for the righteous, and truth for the upright in heart. We must not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen, the reward that awaits us at the end of the journey. Be strong in the Lord. He is acquainted with your perplexities, with every sorrow, and will be to you a present help in every time of need. But do not trust to your own strength, but cling mightily to the rock that is higher than you. Write me as often as you can. Mother.